I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at two really important expressions to talk about the past. And it is the word would and used to. And we use both of these words to speak about the past in a slightly different way to how we use the past simple tense. So when we use the past simple tense, we are talking about actions in the past in general, and it could be a single action, for example, I woke up at 7 o'clock, or a long action or situation that started and finished in the past. For example, I lived in New York for 5 years. So we can use the past simple tense in this way. But we can also use would and used to be more specific about what we're trying to say about the past. So let's start with used to. And this expression is describing a past action or a past state that we don't do now. And we use this because we really want to emphasize that now we don't do it. In the past we did, but now we don't. For example, my friends and I used to play in the street every evening after school. This is a repeated past action that we don't do anymore. Another example, she used to live with friends. This is a past state that again is different to now. Now she doesn't live with friends. She used to live with friends. So with this expression, we are emphasizing the difference. Now, of course, you could just use the past simple for both of these examples. You could say, my friends and I played in the street every evening, or she lived with friends. But to use used to emphasizes that it's different now. Using the word would to describe a past action, it's really similar actually to how we use used to. We use would to describe a repeated action in the past, like used to, but not for a past state. So looking at the sentences we just saw, we could say, my friends and I would play in the street every evening after school. We can use that. But the other example, which was she used to live with friends, we can't say she would live with friends because this is a state in the past, not a repeated action like the other example. Usually when we're thinking back to a routine in our past, we would use would. For example, when I worked at the restaurant, I would leave my house at 11 o'clock in the morning and arrive at 11:30. I would put on my work uniform when I arrived, and I would work until midnight, and then I would get the bus home. We're using would with all of these verbs to mean this is what happened every time, or every day that I worked. So those are the key differences. Used to, we can use for a repeated past action or a past state that is different to now. And would, we can only use for a repeated past action, but not for a past state. So I'm going to give you some examples and I want you to decide whether they are repeated actions or past states. And this will tell us which expression we can use. So I'll give you 5 sentences. And then I'd like you to pause the podcast, try to decide if it's a repeated action or a past state, and then try to find the expression would or used to in the correct sentence. Okay, number one, I was a fast swimmer. I was a fast swimmer. Is that a state or a repeated action? Number two, she went to bed at midnight every night. Number three, I watched TV until 10 p.m. every night. Number four, they weren't so strict with their children. They weren't so strict with their children. And number five, I was really bad at cooking. Okay, so pause the podcast. I'm going to tell you the answers right now. So if you don't want to hear them yet, make sure you press pause. Okay, so number one, I was a fast swimmer. Well, that is a state. So we should say she used to be a fast swimmer. We can't say she would be a fast swimmer. It's not a repeated action. It's just a state. She used to be a fast swimmer. Number two, she went to bed at midnight every night. Well, this is a repeated action. Every night she went to bed at midnight. So we can use both. It's more likely we would say she used to go to bed at midnight every night if there is a difference between the past and now. For example, she used to go to bed at midnight every night, but now she goes to bed at 10 o'clock. That's when we would use used to. We might use would to describe the person's routine. She would go to bed at midnight every night and she would wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. That was part of her routine. So there's a slight difference there, but they're very, very similar. Number three, I watched TV until 10 p.m. every night. This is a repeated action. So again, we can use both. I used to watch TV until 10 p.m. every night, or I would watch TV until 10 p.m. every night. Number four, they weren't so strict with their children. Well, this is a state, so we can only use used to. They didn't used to be so strict with their children. And number five, I was really bad at cooking. Again, this is a state. So I used to be really bad at cooking, but now I'm the best cook in the world. You can't say I would be really bad at cooking. I used to be is the correct answer here. So as you can see, the difference is quite small, it's quite subtle, but quite important to learn as well. So that's it for today's podcast. I hope it helped you in some way. And remember, if you have some ideas for what you would like me to talk about on these podcasts, then please feel free to send me an email. You can find all my information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day and I'll see you for another podcast next time.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.